This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Well, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to everybody here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee, and we are here at courtside at Sydney High School for first round girls division 4 action. It's a doubleheader tonight. Rushi Layman Catholic in game 1, Houston Legacy Christian in game 2. Shapes up as 2 very fine contests. Chuck, looking forward to seeing Rushi. Haven't seen the Raiders in a while. Haven't seen Layman Catholic all year long.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I think that it should be a real classic game tonight. Both teams have the ability to be pretty good. They both got winning records. Layman didn't play quite as stringent a schedule in the league that they're in, but I expect it's going to be a heck of a basketball game.
Layman, about which you just spoke, 11-10 as a basketball bounces my way here at the end of the floor. Layman Catholic, 11-10, under 7th-year head coach Craig Hall, 6-1, outstanding record in the Northwest Central Conference. Layman Catholic won at Perushi, 13-9 on the season, 8-4 in the Shelby County League. Andy Timmerman, third-year head coach at Rushi, has done a fine job guiding the girls' program at Rushi High School. Several common opponents for Layman Catholic and Rushi, one being Jackson Center. Rushi beat Jackson Center twice by 15 points, interestingly enough, in both home and away games. Meanwhile, Layman Catholic defeated Jackson Center rather easily. Well, I should say by 5. That game was lopsided at the end of 3. Jackson Center cut it to 5 at the end. Interesting comparison with Arcanum. Layman Catholic girls back on December 1st beat Arcanum by 5. Rushi late in the season, January 26th, lost to Arcanum by 2. Both clubs have played Fairlawn. Rushi won by 11 and 23. And Layman Catholic against the Fairlawn Jets 1-15. Even Steven, one thing for sure, blue and gold is going to win this game tonight.
Absolutely.
Layman will wear white with blue and gold trim. Rushi Raiders in the blue from top to bottom with gold and white trim. I expect a tight game. This game should go right down to the last couple minutes.
I will be surprised if it doesn't. Both teams well coached. Both teams have some good basketball players. If you look at Rushi, they need to have a game out of Jenna Cordonier, and they need Larissa Poling to be the girl that she has been in spurts all season. She could be just a dominator inside. And then Shea Borchers and Ashley Scott, those are the 4 young ladies for Rushi that need to score tonight for them to win the basketball game.
Yeah, Jenna, 13 points a game, 5 rebounds. Larissa Poling, 11 a game, 6 rebounds. For Layman Catholic, Carly Edwards is at 10 per outing. Grace Monin at 10 per outing. Carly, a 6-foot senior. This is an experienced Layman Catholic team. Coach Hall's most experienced in his 7 years.
And that helps. I mean, to come into this gym, and this is a normal basketball shooting environment, so it's not like you're going to UD Arena. But distill the tension of playing tournament. There's a big difference between playing regular season and tournament basketball.
We'll run down our sponsors for you in just a moment. We'll take a minute break. Both teams shooting around out on the floor. We are parked at the south end of the Sydney High School gym. Pretty good crowd filtering in right now. I'd say a couple hundred folks on hand at the moment. May have 300 or 400 by the time we have tip. Back in a moment, Lehman Catholic Rushi, round one, girls Division IV sectional from here at Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years. And I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Thanks as well to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. We'll return to highlight Rushi sponsors in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And we thank the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Rinderling you heard about our shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Several new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. 419-582-3824. Thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for a couple of good reasons, quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Call on Regal, 1269 Wapak in Sydney, RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks to Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Fine food. You can catch the catch of the day at night. Terrific fish, including the Big Haddock dinner. Outstanding reputation for breakfast. Open at 6. Very popular at noon as well. Wraps and burgers. That's Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Starting five, being introduced right now for the Rushi Raiders. Jenna Cordonier at a wing, 5'8", senior, 13 points a game. Marissa Poling in the middle, 6-foot senior, 11 a game. Jay Borchers at a forward, 5'8", and senior. At guards, Ashley Scott, 5'7", a sophomore, 6 points a game. And Jessica York at a power forward, a 5'9", junior. For the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Carly Edwards, 10 points a game, 6-foot senior. Riley McIver, 5'8", junior, 5 points a game. Anna Ciansolo, 5'7", sophomore, 5 a game. Also in the opening five, Grace Monin, 10 a game, a 5'8", senior. And Lauren McFarland, a 5'5", junior. A host of seniors in the starting lineup for these two clubs tonight, Chuck. We expect a fairly low turnover game. We predict it should be well played, should be tight. It's a toss-up. Good opening round match, girls division four here at Sydney.
Yeah, it's nice to see a good round, first round match. A lot of times they're blowouts. This is going to be a good one, and I think our second game tonight is going to be a good one also.
Winner this game takes on Bodkins on Saturday at 2.
They're here.
Our second encounter tonight features Houston and Legacy Christian. Houston the 5 seed, Legacy Christian the 2 seed. Winner of that game meets Riverside on Saturday at 3:30. Last night in the upper bracket, the winners were Mechanicsburg, Fort Loramie, and also Fairlawn.
Fairlawn, yep.
Yep, Fairlawn whipped up on Triad rather easily. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi in blue. They are right in front of us. And right away, Ashley Scott is open from three-point land. High right, missed it off the back rim. Here is Layman Catholic off and running down the floor. The driving layup in transition after the Rushi miss is made, but it's wiped out. Travel call.
Well, she tried to get her steps right, and she took an extra half step in there.
Here is Rushi attacking right wing. Scott left open again, this time inside the arc. Pumps a 15-footer strong. Rebound taken down by Layman. Quickly down the floor, Cavaliers straight away. Grace Monin shoots it from 21 feet off the front of the iron. Rebound down to Layman. No score, played nearly a minute. Guess what? Rushi in the forecourt guns it right now. Right away again, it's Ashley Scott for the third time. Missed it. York on the stick back. And Rushi leads it 2-0.
I haven't had a problem with any one of three of Ashley's shots. They just haven't gone down.
Layman Catholic with the ball down at the far end. Here's a baseline jumper by McIver. It rolls off the iron, no good. Stick back up and in. Nice play by Layman's Carly Edwards. We're tied at deuce. Each team with a rebound goal here in the first, a minute 15. Elbow on the right, it's Poling. Hits a cutter driving down the lane. It's caught low on the right to York. She shuffled the feet, though. Juggled the pass. Good defense by Layman.
Yep, didn't catch it cleanly. Would have been a layup. Nice pass.
Tied at 2, 6:40 left here in the opening quarter. Layman Catholic at midcourt. dribbling up over the timeline at Smonin. Feeds baseline right to McFarland. Into the post, it goes to Edwards. Batted away by Rushi. Here come the Raiders up and over the timeline. Ball whipped into the post to Pauling. To Pauling. Larissa on the arc to Scott. Deep in the right corner, handled by York. Straight away, Borchers. Foul line extended right. It's Larissa Pauling. Launches a 16-footer. It hit the heel, kicked out of bounds in the corner. It'll be Lehman Catholic ball. Game tied at 2. We played nearly 2 minutes opening period.
That's a correct call. It was off the Rushi player. He just pointed the wrong way.
Lehman Catholic possession right in front of us. We are on the floor, on the baseline at the south end of the Sydney High Gym. Lehman Catholic attacking far into the floor. In the lane, it goes on the play to Edwards. Edwards feeds top of the circle to McIver, who drives. McIver gives it up straight away to Edwards into the paint area. Outside the arc on the left, here's a jump shot pumped up and made by Riley McIver. She was left open, let it go from inside the three-point line and drilled it. Lehman owns a 4-2 lead. Outside the arc on the right, it's Rushi. Cordonier touching it for one of the few times so far in this game. To Scott. Deep corner, Borchers. Coming out to catch is York. Throws a left ring to Scott. Down inside to Pauling. Pass one from the left wing to the left post. Pauling had it blocked away. Loose ball picked up by Rushi, top of the circle. Fed right back into Cordonier this time. She swirls around with the left hand. Missed it off the mark. Tie up on the rebound. It'll be Lehman's possession. 4-2 Cavaliers. We played nearly 3 minutes.
Raiders are getting good looks. Can't put it in the basket right yet.
As we noted in the pregame, two very experienced clubs, and they've shown it so far. Rushi, three-quarter court token pressure. Lehman Catholic dribbling up over the timeline, pounding the ball on the hardwood is Riley McIver. Hits a cutter across the lane and nearly walked. Ball thrown to the right flank. Here's a 16-foot jump shot to Grace Monin. No good off the back brace. Rebound poked out of bounds by Rushi. Lehman will trigger it in, leading 4-2. We played 3 minutes, 6 seconds, opening quarter. Ball inbounded, baseline left to McIver. McIver open, foul line extended left, banked it from 13 feet, hard, rebound down to Rushi. Raiders, Cordonier, top of the circle, fakes right, goes left. Leaves it in the corner for the three-point shooter, doesn't let it fly. Katie Hewing in off the bench, a 5'6 senior, and then Lehman smacks it out of bounds into the Cavaliers cheering section. Ball being inbounded by Lehman, or I should say by Rushi, head of the circle, Cordonier. Rushi down 4-2, 4.5 to go first quarter. Well played defensively so far. 25 feet away is Ashley Scott. Now to Pauling, who's got the ball 25 feet out for Rushi. Ball given back up to Scott, who looks for the cutter, Cordonier. Ball goes opposite to Pauling. She starts a drive, pulls up below the foul line, fade away, no good, hit the heel, rebound down to Lehman. Cavaliers want to go in a hurry. Here's a drive down the floor. It is ticked away out of bounds by Rushi. Lehman will throw in below the basket. Well, like the way Lehman gets out and pushes it right now.
Yeah, I'm impressed. And I'll tell you what, the Edwards girl is very active inside.
Here's the ball entered by Lehman in the lane. Caught right in front. Missed by Grace Monin from 6 feet. It hit the backboard. Rim came off. And Rushi snared the rebound. 4-2 Lehman, 3:52 left opening quarter. Here is Rushi with a little bit of an opening. Kendall Monin, who's checked in, a 5'4 sophomore, had an avenue down the lane. She drove it, was fouled. It's common, and Rushi will flip it in play, side court. 4-2 Lehman, 3:52 left in the first. Good matchup on the inside, Pauling and Monin. Between the circles with the ball for Rushi, it is Olivia Mormon is checked in. Ball carved away by Lehman in midcourt. We're going to have a tie-up eventually. No, Lehman gets a timeout. Alert play by the Cavaliers. Lehman 4, Rushi 2, 3:40 left, opening quarter on scores, broadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
4-2, Lehman Catholic leads Rushi. Neither team shooting it well. Each club's defense rather feisty. And as we noted, a number of seniors and juniors on the floor for each team. Opening round game, girls division 4 sectional here at Sydney. Here's Lehman dribbling off into the right corner. It's off the foot of a Lehman Catholic player, touched last by the Lady Cavs. Anna Cienciolo dropped it. It went out of bounds. Rushi possession now, a chance to tie. Low scoring first quarter. Outside the arc, far left wing for Rushi. It is Kendall Bonham. Feeds Poling out inside. She's got the angle. She banked it in.
That's the first time they've gotten the ball to her in a scoring spot.
Yep, she had the defender on her hip, and she was able to slice to the hoop. Nice entry. Good finish by Poling. We're tied at 4. 3 minutes left opening quarter. Here's Lehman making a bounce pass into the lane. It's loose. Cavaliers gobble it up, though. Throw it on the right flank to the jump shooter. It's fired from distance by Lehman. It is no good by Lauren McFarland. The 5'5 junior couldn't get it to go. And then we've got a rebounding foul against Rushi. Trying to stick it back in there on the play for the Lehman Cavaliers was Anna Cienciolo, and she's at the stripe with 2, a chance to break the tie. 2:49 left opening period. She swishes the foul shot, and Lehman's in the lead 5-4. Second free throw here for Cienciolo. Lehman makes a couple changes. Head coach Craig Hall trying to keep the troops fresh. Second shot, Cienciolo dips the knees. It rattles and stays in. 2-point lead, Lehman, 6-4. 2:45 to go first quarter. Cordonier midcourt for Rushi. Boy, she's got to get untracked. Outside the arc on the left. It's fed on the play to Olivia Mormon. And Mormon hits a teammate baseline left, dribbling hard below the basket. Foul Lehman as the shot is put up by Cordonier. And she attracted the two-shot foul. She's at the stripe, a chance to tie the game.
Good, strong baseline move by Jenna that time.
Cordonier, 13 a game, knocks in the free throw to make it 6-5. Lehman up 1, 2:36 to go in the initial quarter. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers with a substitution. Emily Fote had been in. She checks out. Emma Kennedy, a 5'7 sophomore, on the floor. Both foul shots made by Cordonier. Here's pressure by Lehman in backcourt. We're tied at 6, 2.5 to go opening period. With the ball at midcourt, McIver for Lehman. She darts down the right side of the lane. A runner hits high off the glass, misfires. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Cordonier, long heave up ahead, picked off by McIver of Lehman, and then a hooking foul by Rushi in backcourt. 2:17 to go in the first. We're even up at 6. 1, 2, 3 changes for the Rushi Raiders. Each club having gone 8 deep so far in the first 6 minutes of this game. Tied up at 6. Rushi, a little more potent scoring club on the year, averaging 7.5 points a game more than Lehman. Here's Lehman dribbling up over the timeline. It is McIver. McIver veers off into the right corner, and Rushi gets a hand on it, and the ball rolls over the inline. Deep in the corner of the floor, Lehman will play in. Ball being triggered by the Cavs, dumped into the post to Kennedy. Kennedy goes underneath the backboard, shoots it off the underneath side of the glass, missed it, got her own rebound. Powered a shot up from 6 feet, short corner, baseline right. It's a little heavy, and then it goes out of bounds, far corner of the floor. Rushi will bring it down.
Well, they're having trouble. Lehman's getting the ball inside. They're having trouble getting their shots off against the Rushi length.
Game tied at 6, a minute 55 left here in the first quarter of play. Here come the Rushi Raiders over the timeline. It's Scott 25 feet away, high right to Poling. Little give and go. Ball thrown to York on the inside. Lehman broke it up. A jump ensues. And the arrow favors the Rushi Raiders, which will take the ball out underneath the basket at this end. Minute 43 to go here in the first. We're tied at 6. Baseline left of the basket. Kendall Monin triggers into Scott on the arc. To York at the elbow on the left. Ball comes near corner to Kendall Monin. He tries to swivel a pass on the inside to York. It's broken up. Picked up by Poling at the elbow on the right, and she swishes a 16-foot jumper.
I don't think they have a play to run that way, but it worked.
Nicely done, Barushi, which improvised well. Here's Lehman countering and pounding her way hard into the lane for the Cavaliers. Goes Carly Edwards, and she attracted a two-shot foul. Lehman wastes no time in getting the ball down the floor and going against Rushi's defense right away. The free throw by Edwards clangs off the iron. 8-6 Rushi, a minute 22 left, opening quarter. Second shot coming. 1-2-3 dribbles by Edwards. She pumps it up and swishes. 8-7 Rushi by a point. Final 80 seconds, opening quarter. Here's Ashley Scott over the timeline. Sloppy bounce pass picked off by Lehman. Here's Cienciolo hammering the ball on the floor hard as she steers in from the left wing out in front of everybody. Rushi caught her and fouled her from the rear as Cienciolo was breaking in for the layup. Two free throws for her. A minute 12 to go first quarter. Lehman a chance to go on top. Anna dips the knees. 4-5 dribbles, arches the shot up, and has it. We're even at 8.
That's a pretty free throw. She's made all three she's attempted so far.
So far, Chuck, this game playing out just as we thought it would. Nip and tuck. Second shot, Cienciolo flexes the knees once more. And that one's on the money as well. And Lehman owns a one-point lead, 9-8. Here's Rushi, long throw down the floor in the corner. Handled there by Kendall Monin, who's come in and played well off the bench. Ball thrown top of the circle to Cordonia, who bobbled. Lehman picked up the loose ball, and it is McIver taking it the last 50 feet all the way to the rim for an easy deuce. Rushi a bit careless. Lehman takes advantage. A live ball turnover results in two. Here's York penetrating the lane for Rushi. Stops from 13 feet, missed it off the backboard. Rebound down to Lehman. In backcourt, the Cavaliers fumble it away. Out of bounds to Rushi. 38.8 to go, first period, 11-8 in favor of the Cavaliers. Rushi will throw inside court. It's handled there by York. Into the extreme corner to Kendall Monahan. Inside to Poling, up with the left hand, she's got it.
That was a terrific bounce pass down the baseline, led her right where she needed to go to shoot the ball.
Kendall Monahan with a superb assist. Poling got the field goal. Concluding the play in close, 11-10, Lehman up one. Foul line extended left, Lehman handles the ball. It is Lauren McFarland, throws it low post right to a teammate, handled there by McIver. The ball is chopped away from her by Rushi, tied up of the lead. Yep, Lehman possession, 11.6 left in the first. 11-10, Lehman up one. Biggest lead in this game, 11-8, 3 points for Lehman about a half minute ago. Ball inbounded by Lehman in the corner. Ball thrown foul line, handled there by Edwards. Ball punched loose by Rushi with 4 seconds left in the period. Then Cordonia lost it in backcourt, off her foot, and the buzzer sounds, ending the opening period with Lehman leading Rushi. Tightly played opening quarter, 11-10, Cavaliers by one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. Drop in, tell Jolene Rinderly. You heard about her store right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks as well to Wells Brothers, Inc. It has grown to include eight expanding divisions. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/Shelby, C-O-V-S-O. Second quarter starts with Larissa Poling catching the pass in the post from Monin. She twisted with the left foot, stepped toward the basket, banked it down, and she was called for steps, and that was a tough one to take.
That was close.
Here is Lehman Catholic attacking, 3-on-2 break. Player loose, baseline left, hacking foul against Rushi. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, with a roster dotted with juniors and seniors, sprints the floor after every rebound, every change of possession. And they beat Rushi the basket that trip. Two free throws coming for Grace Monin. She aims and missed it, in and out.
Well, this will be eight free throws now for Lehman in the game. Rushi's only shot twice.
And Lehman has done an outstanding job attacking the rim. Second one here for Grace Monin of Lehman Catholic. Bullseye. She hits it. 12-10. Lehman up two. First 20 seconds, second quarter. Outside the arc in the right, it's York for Rushi. Dribbles. Weaves it straight away to Cardonier. She steps inside the arc, lets it fly. A little long. Rebound, Lehman, knocked away Cardonier of Rushi. And she got a hand up in the face of McIver of the Cavaliers. It's called a common foul.
Yeah, six. She took one in the nose.
Sure did.
That hurts, too.
Right in the chops. Six fouls on Rushi so far. Only two on Lehman Catholic. 7:25 to go in the second quarter. 12-10, Lehman in the lead. Biggest lead in this game, three, held by Lehman with a minute left in the opening quarter at 11-8. Forecourt left, Lehman with the ball. Ball rotated out high. Here's Grace Monin. Top of the circle, McIver. Given up by McFarland. Now thrown to Anna Cianciolo at the elbow on the right. She's jammed from the backside. And it's a foul on Rushi, prompting Lehman to get the 1-1. 17 fouls on Rushi, 7:09 left in the second quarter. Lehman will shoot the bonus the rest of the way in this opening half.
We got a Rushi player out there, number 40, that I don't have a name for.
Here's the free throw by Lehman Catholic's Anna Cianciolo off to the right. Couldn't connect. Doesn't earn the bonus. Rushi's got the rebound. Cardonier over the timeline. Ball caught by Borchers outside the arc on the left. She goes to the foul stripe. Hands it to York. York with a left-hand dribble. Stops at the short corner. Baseline left. Ball weaved to Cardonier. Straight away Borchers. Borchers goes into the far left corner to Kendall Monin. They look inside for Poling. Can't get it to her. Ball rotated near side to Cardonier. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Lehman right in front of us. Hit the scorer's desk, the scoresbroadcast.com scorer's desk. And a timeout has been called. It will be Rushi possession when we return. 12-10, Lehman. 6.5 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time. Only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Ball inbounded down at this end by Rushi. Lehman Catholic stabs it out of bounds at midcourt.
They've got a lot of deflection. They've got really quick hands.
Yeah, Lehman Catholic's defense has been extremely impressive. Here's York, deep in the left corner for Rushi, which is down two. Ball entered to Cordonier in the lane. Ball thrown far corner of the floor. Lehman guilty of over guarding. Common foul, 6:19 left in the second, 12-10. Lehman up two. Getting set to inbounds is Rushi. A change for Lehman. Cavaliers bring Hope Anthony back on the floor. Her second stint, 5'7 senior. Ball lobbed in, baseline left to York for Rushi. Nice maneuver through the lane. Banked it. It hung on the rim. In it went, and a foul on Lehman. Rushi a chance to go on top by a point.
Good strong play right there by Jessica York.
Yeah, York got the ball baseline right and put her shoulder down and motored hard into the lane. Looped it up. Banked it. It hung on the rim as the whistle was blowing. She cannot convert the three-point play, though, and Lehman's got the rebound. We're tied at 12. 6:12 to go here in the opening first half of the game. Ball thrown foul line to Carly Edwards. Baseline right, dealt on the play to Grace Monin. Her shot hits the side of the rim. Rushi got the board. Lehman stole it. Here's a quick three by the Cavaliers. Yes! Grace Monin poured it through from 22 feet. Good shooting stroke from Grace, and Lehman owns a three-point edge, 15-12. 5:46 to go in the half. Here's Borchers for Rushi. Flips it off top of the circle to teammate Caitlin Monin. Outside the arc straight away. It's fed to York, to Cordonier, to Borchers. Yes, up and in. Extra pass made it happen.
Good ball movement.
15-14, Lehman by one. Quick three, right corner, Lehman. Air ball. Cavaliers, though, get the rebound. Top of the circle, handled by Lauren McFarland. Outside the arc on the left to Riley McIver. McIver checked straight away by Kendall Monin. Ball fed baseline right to Grace Monin of Lehman Catholic. Got Grace Monin on the floor for Lehman. Kendall Monin on the floor for Rushi. Dribbling back to the basket, 25 feet away, McIver. Lehman Catholic still controls. Here's Lauren McFarland, elbow on the left. Hits a cutter, ball thrown opposite to a Lehman jump shooter. It's missed on the play by Grace Monin, but stuck back up and in. Good rebound shot by Lauren McFarland.
Yep, good rebound.
In tight quarters, Lauren stuck it through to give Lehman a three-point edge. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Here is the ball thrown into the post by Rushi. Low on the left, it's Jenna Cordonier back to the basket. Two white shirts reach in, tie her up. I think that's the call. Lehman gets the arrow. Lehman possession. Cavaliers up three, 17-14.
Larissa Poling sitting a long time here in this quarter. I don't think she picked up two fouls.
Chuck, I was just wondering a moment ago, where is Larissa? York's got a nice field goal for the Raiders. But with York and Poling both on the floor at the same time, Rushi's got a lot of length. Lehman leads it midway, second quarter, 17-14 Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically, since they opened the door about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything
on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
We are back here at Sydney High School. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 4:22 left here in the second quarter. Rushi Raiders have gotten a lot of playing time from Ella Haney, who wears 40. H-O-E-H-N-E. Well, she's got a lot of length. And she's not in at the moment. Pulling back on the floor for Rushi, which makes a steal at the Lehman Catholic offensive end. And then Lehman, in its anxiety to get the ball right back, fouls. I meant to say that head coach Andy Timmerman noted that addition to the roster for me, and I forgot to recognize that here at the outset of our webcast. But Haney had spelled polling there for 2 to 3 minutes, early part of the second quarter of this game. Here is Rushi attacking down three, 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Out on the arc, it's handled there by Katie Ewing, who's in, a 5'6 senior. Given up straight away to Cordonier. Outside the arc in the right, it is Rushi's Olivia Mormon. Steps inside the arc, lets one go, overshoots it, rebounded by Lehman. Lehman quickly down the floor, ball thrown into the lane, a lot of congestion, it's loose, and Rushi's got it. 3:28 left in the second. 3-point lead, Lehman. Far left wing, it's Poling. Head of the circle, Cordonier. Tries to go to Poling. Poling cutting baseline below the rim. Lehman gets a fingertip on it, and it goes out of bounds to the right of the scorersbroadcast.com table here at the end of the floor. Ball will be inbounded by the Rushi Raiders. Kendall Monin throwing in directly in front of us to Cordonier on the arc. Straight away, 3-point shooter. No good by Kendall Monin of Rushi. It clanged off the front of the rim, and Lehman Catholic traced down the rebound. Dribble drive into the paint area. McFarland, 12-footer off the iron. Rebound, Rushi. Still a 17-14 lead for Lehman. 2:58 to go, second quarter. Rushi down the floor in a hurry. Far left wing with the ball in the arc. It is Shea Borchers outside the arc, near side. Katie Ewing missed it from 19 feet. Good strong rebound on the interior by Cordonier of Rushi. She spilled to the floor. Is it a tie-up or foul on Lehman?
I think it's he called it a shooting foul, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, maybe not.
If it was a foul, it is common on the floor.
Yep.
I think just out of bounds to Rushi, which trails by three with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Ball played in directly in front of us. Throwing is Kendall Monin for the Raiders. Sends it high left to a teammate, Poling. On the arc straight away, Cordonier. Chucks one up from there. A little short, no good. Rebound, Rushi. Blocked away by Lehman. Loose ball, foul line. Picked up by the Raiders again. Jump shot by Ewing off the mark. Raiders yet another possession. Here's a deep right corner. Three by Poling. Oh, it does everything but go in. It rattled and popped out. Lehman got the rebound. Quickly, Cavaliers baseline left. Here's a short jump shot. No good by Cianciolo. And the rebound comes to Rushi. Darting down the floor comes Borchers. And she lost it off her fingertips out of bounds. 17-14 Lehman. We've been stuck there now for at least 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, watching Rushi play right now, they're having trouble catching the ball cleanly even without defenders on them.
Lehman Catholic up three. This match is Lehman's biggest lead. 3 points. 17-14. I'm not sure Rushi has led. It's been tied a few times. Here's a crossover dribble, top of the circle by the Cavaliers, Anna Cianciolo. Outside the arc on the right, it's Grace Monin. Wanted to jump and shoot. Rushi got a piece of it. Loose ball. Lehman got it back. Here's a hard drive, baseline right to the rim by Hope Anthony of Lehman, and she drew the two-shot foul. Well, Lehman Catholic has a chance now to inch out to a 4 and then 5-point bulge. Under two to play, second quarter. Free throw, Anthony, very high in the air. It's in and out. Tough break.
When you shoot it that high, it's got to be almost perfect.
Couple of substitutions. Lehman Catholic has Emily Fote come off the floor, the 6-foot senior. Second free throw, Anthony Lehman, very high in the air. Hit the back rim, went way up, came down, landed on the front rim and off. And Rushi's got the carom. Trailing by three still. Here's York outside the arc on the left. Looks for the cutter in the lane. Ella Haney can't find her. Haney back on the floor for Poling now. Outside the arc on the left, it is Borchers. Deep left corner, deciding to shoot it eventually for Rushi is Kendall Mana. Nobody checked her. She said, well, I'll fling it up there. It was a little lengthy. Lehman got a piece of it, far side of the floor. Out of bounds, it traveled. Ella Haney inbounds for Rushi in the corner. It's Kendall Monon on top. Now available from three-point land is Scott. Jumping, shooting. It hit the back iron. Rebound down inside. Borushi right back up in a hurry. Goes Kendall Monon, and she's plastered from the backside to Lehman. And Kendall gets a couple free ones here with a minute 17 to go in the second quarter. And Lehman still owning the three-point lead, 17-14, which it has had for better than 3 minutes. Foul shot, Kendall Monon, no good. Too much oomph on it. We're still stuck at 17-14. Second free one here for Kendall. One dribble, a second, a third. Spins the ball in her palms and missed it. Long once more, rebound down to Lehman. Each team missing a pair of free throws here in the last minute. Three-point lead, Lehman. Foul line extended right, dealt on the play to McIver. McIver to Carly Edwards. She made a twisting move into the paint area. She was knocked down. Foul against Rushi, 1-1 Lehman. Lehman with a significant number of free throws here in the first half.
Yeah, they've shot a lot more than the Raiders have.
Foul shot, Lehman Catholic up and in. Carly Edwards, 10 points a game on the year, nails it. 18-14 Lehman. 67 seconds to go, first half. Second shot on the way. It curls out. Rebound down to Haney and backcourt for Rushi. Up ahead to Scott. Minute to go, first half. On the arc, high left to York. Ball rotated far side of the floor to Ashley Scott. Gives it up to Haney straight away. Deep corner, Borchers. High left, York. They pitch and catch around the top of the circle. Deep left corner. It's handled there by Kendall Monon. She starts to drive, choked off, gives it up to Haney. Haney strides inside the arc, doesn't shoot. Goes to Kendall Monon, left corner. Ball reversed all the way around the top of the circle to Borchers. 28 seconds to go, first half. Ball skipped into the corner to Scott. Scott almost threw it up there, didn't. Baseline left, York. Good power move to the rim. Around Edwards, couldn't get it to go. Got the rebound back and hit a bank shot fading away. Nice job, York. 18-16 Lehman. 10 seconds left, first half. Up the floor, Lehman Catholic at Cienciolo. Baseline right, Grace Monon. Throws it out of the arc to a teammate. Knocked away by Rushi, and that'll end the first half. The Raiders' defense spoiled the Cavaliers' final possession of the second quarter. And we've got two periods in the books. A first-round girls Division IV sectional game here in Sydney. Lehman Catholic 18, Rushi 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And welcome back to Sydney High School. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Sydney Girls Sectional Round 1. We are in the lower bracket, upper bracket games played last night. Won by Mechanicsburg over Jackson Center, Fort Loramie over Mississinewa. Those two were expected results. Fairlawn perhaps in a mild upset over Triad. And here in the lower bracket, we're covering a pair of games tonight. In our opener, Lehman Catholic leads Rushi 18-16 after two quarters of play. Second game to follow, Houston Legacy Christian. Houston a 5 seed versus Legacy a 2 seed. Here in this game, it's Rushi a 3 seed, Lehman Catholic a 6. Right now, Chuck, Lehman leading by 2. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, if you look at the stats, they're basically even. Rushi, I didn't even count these. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rushi has 18 rebounds. They've got 5 offensive rebounds. Turned the ball over 8 times in the first half. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14. 14 rebounds for Lehman. 5 offensive rebounds. Turned the ball over 7 times. 2 for 5 from the free throw line for the Raiders. Cavaliers 7 of 13. They started out 5 of 6. Only went 2 of 7 in the second quarter. Lehman, a lot of kids played, scored 4 points. Carly Edwards and Riley McIver and Anna Cienciola. Grace Monnet all with 4 and then 2 from Lauren McFarland. They scored 11 and 7, 18 for the half. Rushi led in scoring by Jessica York with 6. Larissa Poling with 6. 2 for Jenna Cordonier. 2 from Shea Borchers. They scored 10 and 6, and they trail it 18 to 16 at the half.
The Rushi girls closed the year losing 4 of their last 7, including an upset loss at home to Arcanum 41-39. Of course, Rushi did have to play a tough Versailles, a tough Tri-Village club in that stretch. But Rushi not clicking like it should here late in the season at tournament time. Larissa Poling not getting her hands on the ball in good scoring position from the foul line down on in. Good job of Lehman defensively.
They are doing a nice job of pushing her away from where she wants to get it. She's caught the ball twice down on the baseline, scored both times. They need to get Ashley Scott going. She's had some good looks, just not dropping. On the other side, Lehman very balanced. Four young ladies with 4 points. I like the way they handle the basketball. Their defense has been outstanding. And Rushi is having trouble catching the basketball, even if they're not being defended. I think there's some nerves. We need to calm them down here in the second half.
Big key so far, Jenna Cordonier without a basket from the floor.
Jenna has scored two free throws. Shea Borchers has one basket. Ashley Scott has not scored.
Halftime here at Sydney High School, Girls Division 4 Sectional, 18-16 Lehman. Our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 18-16, Lehman Catholic leads the Rushi girls by two here at halftime. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more, and the banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. Go to brookinspub.com. That's B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Drop in, tell Carl you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 2-point lead, Lehman over Rushi, about 90 seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Local Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast, and has done so since our start over 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight the seniors on these two clubs. And there are several for the Rushi Raiders. The 12th graders include Jenna Cordonier, Marissa Poling, Shea Borchers, and Katie Hewing. For the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Carly Edwards, Allison Bornhorst, who's out hurt with an ACL, Emily Foat, a senior, Grace Monin, Grace Holding, also a senior. Those are the 12th graders for the two clubs under the spotlight tonight, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, here we go. We start the third quarter. Lehman Catholic with possession.
leading but two. Here's a drive to the basket right out of the chute by Carly Edwards. Running toward the rim, let it fly, banked it short, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. Forecourt left. It's Cordonier available just inside the arc. Jump shot short, rim, backboard came off. Rebound down to Lehman. 2-point lead, Cavaliers. Edwards on the arc. Hits a teammate outside the arc. Yes. Bombs away. Lauren McFarland drilled it. And Lehman's got its biggest cushion, 5, 21-16. Boy, that pass went to McFarland like clockwork. She knocked it down.
It was perfect. She had her feet set ready to shoot it.
Well done. Here's Poling at the elbow on the right for Rushi. In the corner, Cordonier. Finds an open teammate down low on the right. It's Poling. She babied the short one, didn't get it to go. Rushi got the rebound. It's Scott. Foul line jumper might have been fouled. Ball way off to the right. Comes down to Lehman. Here come the Lady Cavs down the floor. Cianciolo throws it out of bounds in the corner, trying to find McFarland. Biggest lead of this game right now, 5 points, 21-16. In favor of Lehman, 6:52 left here in the third quarter of play. Up over the timeline, Lehman, it's Scott. Down low on the right to Poling. Back to the basket. Strong move. Short, no good. Got the rebound back. Hammered on the arm. And she's got two free throws coming. Well, you can tell Larissa Poling for Rushi appears to be on a mission.
Well, I guarantee you at halftime they talked about get the ball down to her on the block and see if they can guard her. So far they haven't been able to. She missed a real easy one the first time down.
Free throw by Larissa. Up and in. 21-17. Lehman's lead 4. Lady Cavs make a substitution. Hope Anthony back in. Grace Monin out. Quick breather. Second free throw, Larissa. Hit the back rim, went up in the air, and then plummeted right down through the ropes. Two foul shots good for Larissa. 21-18. Lehman by 3. 6:33 left here in the third quarter. Lehman attacking right in front of us. On the arc, it's Riley McIver, 25 feet away to Hope Anthony. On the weave to McIver. 6:20 to go third quarter. She's doubled. Tries to hit a teammate on a pick and roll. And Ashley Scott stepped in and swiped it for Rushi. Backcourt to Cordonier. Here come the Raiders. Chance to tie with a 3. Cordonier weaves a pass down inside to Poling. Spin move. Short, no good. Got the rebound against Edwards. Short once more. No. Rebound a third time. Cordonier to Scott. Cross court Poling. Baseline right. Almost charged. Flipped it opposite to Scott. Open from 17. It rattled in and out. Again, offensive rebound, Rushi. Deep right corner, Poling. Jabbed out of bounds by Lehman.
Wow, there's a lid.
There is a cap on the hoop for Rushi right now. Raiders, though, continue to get offensive boards. Three-point game, 21-18, Lehman. 5:44 to go, third quarter.
Poling is trying to guide the ball up into the rim instead of just going up and shooting it strong.
Yeah, she's not releasing it or apex either.
No, no, she's just kind of trying to guide it up there.
Between the circles, Cordonier Ferrucci weaves it into the post to York. York open from 10, banks it through. Solid game for Jessica York.
She's got 8, along with Poling.
4 straight points for Ferrucci, which creeps within 1, 21-20. 5:20 left here in the third quarter. Here is Lehman Catholic throwing to Anthony deep in the corner. Into the lane. Ball fired to a teammate, Edwards. A point blanker right in front. Won't go. Rebound of Arushi. Long throw down the floor. Cordonier hit a teammate who threw it away below the basket. The extra pass by Arushi was just 1 too many.
Well, Borchers had an easy shot. And she tried to throw a wraparound pass.
Each team with an empty possession. And the difference still remains a point, 21-20, in favor of Lehman with 5:08 left here in the third quarter. Lehman's biggest lead of this game came nearly 2 minutes ago, 21-16. Midcourt for Lehman, Riley McIver. Bounce pass, left wing, handled there by Lauren McFarland. Gives behind her to Emma Kennedy. Straight away McIver, outside the arc, near wing, it's McFarland. Starts a drive, can't go. To Edwards at the foul stripe. Poling gets a fist on the ball and fights it loose. We've got a jump eventually in the lane area, and the arrow favors Rushi, which has a chance to go on top. 4:44 remaining third quarter. Cordonier walks it up the floor for Rushi. Lehman Catholic zoning.
About 2-3 now.
Yep, as per instruction from head coach Craig Hall. Cordonier on the arc, gave it up, got it back. Veers left. Into the corner of Borchers. Straight away handled there by Kendall Monin. Low in the right to Poling. Poling almost stepped out of bounds. Heaved it back in play and threw it away. It rolled off the floor at midcourt. We're stuck at 21-20. Lehman up a point. 4:19 to go here in the third quarter. 3 points for Lehman in the quarter. 4 for Rushi. Ball walked over the timeline by Lehman Catholic's Riley McIver at the elbow on the left to Edwards. Now in the arc, it's Kennedy. Ball fired across the floor, outside the arc, near side, Cienciolo. Point high right, McIver, and over guarding against Rushi, it's Common. Two on the Raiders, Lehman will inbound side court. And here comes Hope Anthony back on the floor for Emma Kennedy for the Lehman Cavaliers, who lead by one, 21-20. Here's Lehman inbounding, handed on the court of play to McIver.
Could have been a turnover.
Here's McIver dribbling down the right side of the lane. A little opening, and then out of nowhere, Rushi blocked the shot. Lehman got the loose ball, though. Ball thrown to a cutter. Another drive to Lehman. Cienciolo, another block by Rushi. Out of bounds. Lehman got a hand on it last. Head coach Craig Hall of Lehman questions it.
I'm thinking he doesn't believe that, but he's got a little smile on his face.
And here come the Raiders again for the third time. A chance to go on top. 21-20 Lehman. Deep right corner, Scott. Ball fired down low to Poling. Oh, there she's got position, and she banked it in from 8 feet. Poling maneuvering for two to give Rushi a one-point lead. Six straight for the Raiders, and head coach Craig Hall for Lehman gets a full timeout. Rushi's gone on top by one. 22-21, 3:19 to go in the third. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAG Inc. OH.com.
And thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Ohio. Let Jolene Rinderle know the next time you're in her shop that you heard about the store on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Lehman Catholic with a quick miss after the timeout. And away goes Rushi in transition the other direction. And that's a dazzling driving layup. Skipping toward the rim, Ashley Scott gets it to go as she barreled down the floor, was fouled. And now Rushi, Chuck, has reeled off 8 of the last 9 points. Free throw by Scott, who was fouled in the act of scoring, is no good. A little long. Rebound down to Lehman. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Lehman, Cienciolo, sliding down the right side of the lane, jumping in front. Cordonier at the last second, who is called for the block. At the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, in fact, led 21-16. 4 minutes ago, Lehman scoreless since then. Rushi has poured an 8 straight to go in the lead by 3. Free throw by Cienciolo is good, and that breaks the drought. 4 minutes without scoring for Lehman. Free throw by Cienciolo up and in. 24-22. Rushi's lead is two. Second shot by Cienciolo on the way. Hit the front of the rim. Ricocheted out right to Cienciolo. Popped away. Gotten back though by Lehman. Deep in the left corner. Jump shot. Grace Monin. Yes. She nailed it from 18 feet just inside the three-point line. And we're tied up at 24. 2:45 left in the third. Lehman pressing in backcourt. And Urushi player is forced to the hardwood. That's Kendall Monin. It's ruled a common foul, and Urushi will throw it in. We've got eight players this side of the timeline now. Pressure being applied to Lehman. Ball thrown up the left side to Shea Borchers. Still in backcourt. It's dealt up the right side to Kendall Monin. Now back to Borchers, deflected by Lehman. Ball gotten across by Urushi. Scattered floor in the right corner. Scott on top to Poling. Out of Borchers, who lost it, got it back. A minute 50 to go, third quarter. Up and over the timeline for Lehman. It is Riley McIver. Dribbles with the left hand. On a weave out back to McFarland. 1:42 to go in the third. Urushi up three after being down by five. 4.5 minutes ago. Here's a drive through the paint area by Lehman. Shot lifted toward the rim, but Grace Monin almost goes in. A foul on Urushi, and Monin's got two. Minute 38 to go in the third. Nice comeback by the Urushi Raiders. They trailed by two at the half, and then by five with a minute gone in the third quarter. Urushi's rallied to go up three. Free throw up and good by Monin of the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Grace averaging 10 points a game, a 5'8 senior. Tossed in the free one. Minute 38 remaining. Second free throw coming. Three bounces. Out of Monin's hands. Hit the back iron. The carom to York of Urushi. Long lead out down the floor to Kendall Monin. And as she reaches in to bounce pass to the post, she dragged the pivot foot. Turnover. Here comes Lehman. Down two. A minute 32 left here in the third quarter. Ball walked up and over the timeline by McIver. Fakes right, goes left. Spins top of the circle. Tries in a teammate angling through the lane. It was intended for Hope Anthony. Knocked away by Urushi. Urushi stole it. Quick jump shot left corner. Kendall Monin, Raiders. A little lengthy. Long rebound right corner of Urushi. Raiders even cross court. Out of bounds to Lehman. Well, Lehman missed a chance to tie. Urushi had an opportunity to go up four. Couldn't convert. 27-25. Urushi up two after trailing by two at intermission. 60 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Anthony on the arc. Ball pried loose. Good steal. Scott got a hand in there. Shook it free. Here come the Raiders in the forecourt. Borcher, Scott, head of the circle. Here's Kendall Monin, right wing. 43 seconds to go. Urushi Scott outside the arc on the right. Goes to Borcher straight away. 34 seconds left in the third. Baseline left. It's Ella Haney with the ball. Ella wearing 40 on her back. She's pinched by a defender. Common foul, Lehman. Half minute to go. Third quarter. Urushi up two. Good substitution by head coach Andy Timmerman.
They're going to get Poling back out here for the last 30 seconds.
Yep. Head coach Timmerman with a good switch out. Poling, a senior starter, enters into the post. Here's Urushi throwing in, though, out on the arc. And the ball sails out of bounds. Did Lehman get a finger on it? No. It's Lehman's ball.
Nobody got a finger on it, so they're going to bring it back in where it was inbounded.
Errant throw by Urushi. Yep, Raiders with a miscue. Unable to hold the ball for the last shot of the third quarter. 20 seconds left. Two-point lead, Urushi. Top of the circle, McIver. Far right wing, handled there on the play by Grace Monin. She juggles, gets it back. Foul, Urushi. The blue shirt tapped her on the arm. 15.1 to go, third quarter. Inbounding baseline left for Lehman is Hope Anthony. The 5'5 junior looks for a teammate. Ball entered to Monin. Good drive into the lane. Little fadeaway, 8-footer, bounced off the rim, rebound Rushi. 7 seconds to go in the third. Here's York, cross court to Kendall Monin. Out back to Poling with 3 to go. Cross court pass, low on the left to York. York makes a 6-footer, but wave it off. A split second late was the shot by York, and the third quarter concludes. Rushi 27, Lehman Catholic 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, Sydney Girls Division 4 Sectional at Sydney. Fine crowd on hand for this game. I bet, Chuck, we've got, what, probably close to 1,000 here?
It's a good crowd, both sides.
27-25, Lehman leads, or I should say Rushi leads Lehman Catholic by 2. We begin play here in the fourth. Here is Lehman quickly hustling down the floor. Here's a long shot tried on the dead run. Put up there errantly by McIver, sailed over the rim, out of bounds to Rushi. Raiders up 2 with the ball. We start playing the fourth. Cordonier, top of the circle, freed up. Finds Scott on a back cut. Didn't take it all the way in. Ball thrown low on the left to Poling. And Poling goes up and under strong. Good for 2. Marissa Poling's been a force here in the second half. Raiders up 4 now, 29-25, after being down by 5 early on third quarter. Dribble drive, Cienciolo down the lane for Lehman. Threw up off the backboard, hung on the rim. It is tied up on the deck by 2 players. A blue shirt, a white shirt. Alternate arrow, Rushi possession. 29-25, Rushi up 4. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have been held to 7 here in the second half, over 9 minutes. Pressure defense by Lehman in backcourt. York has a pass deflected. Lehman on the steal. Run out by McIver. McIver's in front of everybody. Blew the shot. No good. Rebound down to Rushi. Golden chance there for the Cavaliers. Here is Lehman. Extra pass made into the lane to the cutter. Cordonier, she dropped it out of bounds.
Still, Cordonier still has not scored from the floor.
Unbelievable. She's averaging 13 a game. Be quite surprising if Rushi can hang on and win without her scoring one basket. 6:40 to go in the fourth. The lead 4 for Rushi. Here's Lehman heaving a pass near side of the floor, and it's too high. It sails over the head of the Lehman Catholic player at side court, out of bounds. Lauren McFarland tried to garner it, couldn't. It glanced off her fingertips into the Rushi boys cheering section.
Yeah, they've got their basketball team down here. They're having fun.
Yep, and right now the guys are making Jessica York
laugh,
a player for the Raiders, chuckle a little bit. Fun to see. Here is Rushi attacking, top of the circle, Poling. Right flank for the Raiders. The ball dealt on the play to Olivia Mormon, who's in. Out high, York, back to Mormon. Deep right corner, Cordonier, 6:15 to go in the fourth. Rushi up 4. Skip pass, cross court, Mormon. Oh, into the post, it goes to a teammate, York, who spins, banked up a 7-footer, a little too much muscle on it, and then she climbs over the top on the rebound and fouls.
That was an outstanding entry pass that time by Mormon, just didn't make the basket.
6:08 to go in the fourth. We knew it would be a good game, it is. Lehman Catholic trails Rushi by 4, 29-25. Lehman's offense has been slowed down here in the last 10 or 11 minutes since the start of the third quarter. Head of the circle, Lehman with the ball. It's Lauren McFarland. She's open from 16, lets it fly. No good, wide right, rebound Cordonier. A couple players hit the deck, foul on Lehman.
They call that on McFarland. She almost had a tie-up, but she grabbed her wrist and the ball.
Five fouls each way. And a couple more fouls on both sides will go to the stripe for the one and one. Here is York inbound for Rushi to Cordonier. We're still in backcourt. Boxed in is Cordonier. Timeout called by Rushi with 5:43 to go. Fourth quarter. Raiders up four over the Cavaliers. On scores, broadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
And thank you so much. New underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, Nick will work with you closely, step by step by step, as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. 419-582-3824. And also a big thank you to Regal Trophy and Awards, RegalTrophyAwards.com, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Regal for the crowning touch on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Here is Rushi attacking after the timeout call by the Raiders. Pulling, it's a cutter through the lane. It's caught by Rushi down below the basket. A juggle and a travel call.
That's 15 turnovers now for the Raiders.
Here comes Lehman. Here's a dribble drive, baseline right, and the Cavaliers throw it away.
That's 15 for the Cavaliers.
Hope Anthony had an avenue toward the basket, elected to pass, and Rushi picked it off. Here's Rushi throwing into the lane area to Poling. Knocked away by Lehman. Cavaliers force another turnover by Rushi, and then Rushi comes right back and ties up Lehman down here at Lehman's end. Good aggressive play by Cordonier. Arrow, though, enables Lehman to keep it. 5:04 to go here in the fourth. 4-point lead, Rushi, as the scoring in this game has been ground to a halt. Thank you so much, Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Ball inbound of a Lehman, deep right corner, three by Cianciolo. No good. Thrown out to a teammate on the arc, and it's hoisted in. Nice-looking jump shot from distance. Was that McFarland who nailed it?
Yep.
Lauren McFarland, a good outside shooting stroke, and that three-pointer by her brought Lehman back within one. Here's Rushi, baseline right. Good boxing defense for Lehman, causing another turnover. Travel against Rushi. McFarland's tray has brought Lehman from four to within one. A rash of turnovers here by the Raiders, who cling to a one-point edge, 29-28, four and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a drive of Lehman in the right corner. It's McIver, a push in the middle of the back delivered by Rushi. Six fouls on the Raiders. Ball being inbounded by Lehman in the corner. It is McFarland on the arc to Cianciolo. Looks for a teammate. Now back to the basket. Goes foul line to Carly Edwards. Here's a good drive by her down the lane. Poling blocked it. Edwards got it back. Shot it. Poling interfered with it. Rebound to Rushi. Long hurl down the floor. Driving layup is good. What a dish to York, who came barreling in from the left flank. Not sure who released the pass to her.
It was Poling. She had two block shots and an assist.
What a play by Poling on a marvelous pass. Here's a baseline jump shot. It is no good by Edwards of Lehman. Rushi got the rebound. Quickly down the floor, baseline right to Poling. On the arc to Cordonier.
to Larissa, right corner, open from 15, overshot it. Weak side rebound, all knotted up. Five team fouls on Lehman, six on Rushi, which leads 31-28 with 3:41 to go in the fourth quarter. This game going right down to the last couple of possessions, which we thought it would. Substitutions for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Cienciolo checks out. Hope Anthony is in. Ball inbound and low on the right by Rushi underneath the basket. Poling catches a forceful shot. Good. And a foul on Lehman.
Now she got Edwards off her feet, and then she kind of leaned into her to get the contact. Nice, strong move.
Potent second half for Larissa Poling. She's at the stripe. She's winding up with a real strong game, Chuck.
Looking for 15 with the free throw.
Free throw, Larissa clipped the rim and danced off. Rebound down to Edwards of Lehman, which trails by five. Rushi's biggest lead, 33-28. 3:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. Foul line extended left. It is Anthony with the ball for Lehman. Handed off to a teammate. And then jumping in the fray for Rushi is Kendall Monin. Thought she had the tie-up, but it's called a push-off against the Raiders. And that means Lehman shoots.
Yep, that's Anthony going for the 1-1.
3:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Big one-and-one situation for Lehman. Hope Anthony lets it go. Switch. 33-29. Rushi by five. 3:26 to go in the fourth, as we noted. That five-point spread, the biggest for the Raiders in this contest. Anthony aims, misses, hit the heel. Skying for the rebound, York for Rushi. He's had a real good game on the interior, too. Outside the arc on the right, it is Scott. Dumps it down to Poling, baseline right. Oh, she wheels right around two players. Up and in. Larissa Poling with a heck of a move. Six-point lead, Rushi, 35-29. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Steal, top of the circle. Raiders, Kendall Monin intercepts the pass. Gives it up to Cordonier. Cross court to Poling. Ball thrown to Cordonier in the lane. Swivels with the left hand. She's hacked on the arm, and she's awarded two. Rushi now, Chuck, trying to tighten down control of this game. A couple foul shots here. Ahead by six, under three to go.
Yeah, they're playing much better with the basketball here in the second half.
Free throw, Cordonier, got it. 36-29, Raiders by seven. Second free throw coming. Having checked out, Kendall Monin for Rushi. Anna Cienciolo to the bench for Lehman. Cordonier flips another free throw up, and it's on the money. The Raiders' lead is expanded to eight, 37-29. Foul line, Edwards for Lehman. She barrels down the lane right into a couple Rushi players. The ball flies out of her grasp. We got a tug of war for it. Bodies on the floor. It's ruled a jump. Lehman will keep it down at this end. How many points for Carly Edwards for Lehman, Chuck?
Edwards got four. She had a basket and two for four from the free throw line.
Rushi Raiders have done a marvelous job on her. Came into the game just over 10 a contest for Lehman. Only one field goal for Edwards. Ball being inbounded into the lane below the basket by Lehman. Intended for Anthony. Rushi smacks it out of bounds. Now the officials confer to see if a change of call is upcoming. 2:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. And we do have a different call being made, and I think that's the right one.
I think they both go to the same barber, too.
Uh-huh. 2:41 left in the fourth quarter. Rushi in backcourt against pressure. Here's Scott to midcourt to Cordonier. She runs over the timeline, fell to the floor against pressure. She walked. 2:36 left in the fourth. The lead for Rushi is 8, 37-29. Lehman Catholic needs a hoop here. An 11-point second half for Lehman. Interception by Poling. Poling one-on-two. Beats resistance low on the right. Foul against Lehman. Good awareness by Larissa Poling as she came out high. Cat quick like a guard, Chuck. and made the pilfer, went the other way. She's got two free throws coming. A chance for Rushi to forge a 10-point spread.
Well, we haven't seen her for a while, but in the games that we have covered them, this is as well as I've seen her play.
Larissa at the stripe, dips the knees and sinks the free throw. And the Rushi Raiders have stretched the advantage to 9, 38-29, with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Next shot by Larissa, hit the back rim, way up in the air, and Lehman Catholic corrals the rebound. Here comes Cianciolo in backcourt, up and over the timeline, gets a screen. Lehman Catholic needs a three-point basket. Here's a good pass out on the arc. It's fed on the play by McIver to the cutter, Cianciolo. She missed it in close, and Rushi tracked down the rebound. Raiders in business now, up 9, 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Colling outside the arc, high right. Well, Lehman just about had to have a goal last trip. Here's a good overplay, a near steal by Lehman. Monin sneaked up behind Poling, got a hand on it. A foul is ruled, though, and Rushi will get the one and one. Maybe that's foul 10 on Lehman. Could be the double bonus.
I think that was the ninth one.
The last of the one-on-one situations for the Raiders, Jenna Cordonier at the stripe. Jenna has netted just one bucket in this game. Free throw by her is good. The lead swells out to 10. 39-29, Rushi. An 11-point second half for Lehman Catholic. As Rushi's defense has made it darn near impossible for Lehman Catholic to get the ball down below the foul line or inside to Edwards. Both free throws are dead on. The lead 11 for Rushi. Here's a drive by Edwards. Look at her go to work for Lehman as she sprinted down the left side of the lane and banked it in on the run. Her second goal of this contest. Timeout called by Craig Hall, head coach of Lehman. 1:43 to go in the fourth. Rushi up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. We're here at Sydney High School. Girls Division IV sectional lower bracket game. Rushi is pulled ahead of Lehman by 9. With a minute 43 to go, it's 40-31. Second game to follow, Houston Legacy Christian. Very good crowd here tonight at Sydney High. And it's about 3/4 full.
Yeah, it's really picked up even from the beginning when it was a good crowd.
Oh, here's Rushi's pulling a long heave down the floor to Cordonier. Over the top of pressure, Cordonier caught it at the other end, drove in and scored. Good play, pulling to Cordonier. Here's a quick three-point try by McFarland from long range for Lehman, deflected by Rushi, and the Raiders collect the loose ball. It's all Rushi now, up 11, 42-31, a minute 22 to go in the fourth, and Lehman's got no choice but to foul. Lehman threw it inbounds, Rushi swiped it, and Jenna Cordonier's right back at the free throw line. She aims and scores. And the lead balloons to 12, 43-31.
7 for 7 for the night for Cordonier from the free throw line.
Rushi Raiders have scored 27 points here in the second half to Lehman's 13. Cordonier hits again, 44-31. Rushi girls on top. 80 seconds to go here in the fourth. Lehman to midcourt. High right, Cianciolo. Feeds baseline left to Monin. Monin stops at the short corner and hits a 12-footer. Nice-looking jumper by Monin. Lehman needs more of that here in the waning minute. 44-33. Rushi to midcourt.
and being knotted up is Borchers, hemmed in by two Lehman players, but they're a bit too aggressive. Foul called, and it is the double bonus here now for the Rushi Raiders. Shea Borchers. 62 seconds left in the fourth. Borchers, one bounce, shots in the air, got it. Rushi shooting free throws extremely well here tonight.
Right, they were 4 of 8 through three quarters, but they really shot them well here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's a 70% free throw shooting team on the year. Both of them netted by Borchers, and the lead has been expanded to 13. Biggest of the night for Rushi, 46-33. Here's Lehman throwing a pass to the right side, and it's knocked out of bounds by Rushi. Lehman will inbound again. But Larissa Poling for Rushi has won the battle on the interior, that's for sure. Here is Lehman jacking up a long three, left side of the floor. Grace Monin rattles in and out, no good. Follow-up is in by McFarland as she came barreling in from the outside.
McIver.
I'm sorry, it was McIver who dashed to the basket and got the stick back. Here's Lehman pressing in backcourt. Rushi gets a timeout, 36.2 to go. Raiders up 11, 46-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Here's a bad pass by Rushi, intercepted by Lehman Catholic. A run out the other way, driving layup good by Lauren McFarland. And Rushi's lead is 9, 15 seconds to go in the fourth. In backcourt is Scott, and she's being chased by Lehman, which fouls. And the Raiders have got this sewn up, leading by 9. The lead had expanded to as many as 13. Wholesale changes now for the Rushi Raiders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new blue shirts coming in. Fine season for Craig Hall and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who will close it out 11-11. Won the Northwest Central Conference with a mark of 6-1, did Lehman. I think that was good enough to be conference champs. Lehman's one loss in league play came at Marion Elgin, 60-54 in OT, way back on December 13th. One free throw made by Rushi, one missed. The lead is 10, 47-37. And we've got five new numbers out on the floor for the Rushi Raiders. Here's Lehman attacking in the forecourt. Edwards top of the circle, 10 seconds left. She drives down the right side of the lane, and her right arm is grappled by a Raider defender. It is going to be a 1-1 situation now for Lehman. Eighth team foul on Rushi. Edwards strolls to the stripe, 8.9 to go. We'll wrap this game up quickly and then leave and go offline and then return online about 7 or 8 minutes before game two tonight, featuring Houston and Legacy Christian, another lower bracket first rounder here in the girls' D4 sectional at Sydney. A free throw made, one missed by Edwards with 5.5 to go. The rebound is tipped away out of bounds off Lehman. Rushi will play it in, leading by 9. In backcourt, the Raiders have got it, and that will finish it. It's all over. The Rushi Raiders turn back the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who led by 2 at the half, 18-16. But Rushi wins it by 9, exploding to a 13-point lead in the final 90 seconds of this game, and the Raiders win it 47-38. Again, so many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on Game 1 today. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. 9-point win by Rushi, 47-38 over Lehman Catholic. And the Rushi Raiders advance on to round two of the girls' lower bracket Division IV sectional here at Sydney. And the opponent will be Motkins, which grabbed a first-round bye. Rushi will play Bodkins Saturday at 2 right here at Sydney in a second rounder here at the Sydney tournament. Chuck, a quick look at the scoring highlight or Clancy's award winners.
Well, for Lehman, they were led. They had 10 points from Grace Mon and 10 points from Lauren McFarland. Those are the two Clancy's players for the Cavaliers. On the other side, 17 points for Larissa Poling and 10 points for Cordonier, 10 points for Jessica York. I'm going to go with Larissa Poling and Jessica York as the Clancy's players for the Raiders.
Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we will wrap it up here after game one on Scores Broadcast. I'm Jack with Chuck. Rushi defeats Lehman Catholic by a final tally of 47-38. Raiders record now vaults to 14-9. It's Rushi against Botkins in a lower bracket sectional semifinal at 2 on Saturday. We'll go offline for about 10 minutes, then return about 7 minutes or so before the opening tip of game 2 tonight, featuring Houston and Legacy Christian. For Chuck, I'm Jack. Rushi wins by 9 over Lehman on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.